After the 2013 storms, around 4,500 more residents applied for storm shelter rebates. FEMA couldn't help, so the Red Cross stepped in, donating enough money for a third of those people, including Shirley Fogler.
It gave me the incentive to go ahead and do the deal. I'm still out quite a bit of money, but I thought it's going to be worth it.
Not everyone was as lucky. Thousands of residents were still waiting for help. But in April of this year, the hazard mitigation plan for Cleveland County, where Moore is located, was finally approved.
We're now eligible for those FEMA mitigation grants.
Galand Kitch is Moore's emergency management director.
Whether we apply for them or not, we'll probably apply at some point for something. Probably won't apply immediately for shelters, simply because we're already running a shelter program.
He's referring to the Red Cross rebates that helped pay for Shirley Fogler's safe room. Kitch says he's currently understaffed and has too much on his plate to request additional shelter funding for more residents. That doesn't sit well with Brian Galvin, who was too far down the list to qualify for Red Cross funds. He's unhappy with Kitch's handling of the matter.
He wouldn't like it if he took his car to someplace and they said, well, we can't get to it till next week. You got to walk between now and then. He wouldn't like that. He's paid a salary. He's not paid for working 40 hours. You know, he's hired to do a job. He should be helping the citizens that he's hired to help.
To be clear, even if Kitch did apply for the funding, the money probably wouldn't come anytime soon. That hazard mitigation money would only come after a future presidentially declared disaster. But having an up-to-date application on file with Oklahoma Emergency Management is crucial, says the agency's deputy director, Michael Ann Uten.
It can be a tedious process, but we wouldn't encourage you to wait. We always say if you have a good idea and you have a project that's going to meet the need of especially life-saving situations, the money's going to come through.
Galand Kitch realizes the need for more rebates in his city. But he says he doesn't want to apply for safe room funding right now because of the potential complications the federal money could bring.
Trying to mix two programs that have different rules probably wouldn't work very well.
Multiple rebate programs with different funding mechanisms may be too confusing for the public to handle, Kitch says. He's currently trying to hire an assistant emergency manager to help out, but he says it could be a while before his office even thinks about applying for the money. That frustrates Brian Galvin, the man who was unable to get a shelter rebate from the Red Cross. He says it may be too little too late if the city delays applying for funding much longer.
If there's money out there on the table, it shouldn't be left on the table. You know, somebody's going to get it. Why shouldn't it be our turn?
Until he receives some kind of rebate to make a shelter affordable, Galvin says he'll just continue leaving town when the threat of severe weather comes up. That's what he did on May 20th, he says, and it worked just fine. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton-Greer.